Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be brighter than snow. God is my strong salvation, what foe have I to fear? In darkness and temptation, my light, my help is near. Though hosts encamp about me, for justice will I stand. What terror can confound me with God at my right hand? Place on our God reliance, my soul with courage wait. God's truth be your affiance when faint and desolate. God's might your heart shall strengthen, God's love your joy increase. God's grace your days will lengthen, and God will give you peace. Amen. Give judgment, Adonai, for you are the shield that protects me. I take refuge in you, Adonai. Save me from those who attack. Rescue me, their helpless prey. These lions will tear me to pieces. If I have done wrong, Adonai, if there is guilt on my hands, if I have mistreated friend or foe, then let my foes hound and seize me. Let them overtake and destroy me, trample me into the ground. Wake up, Adonai, and see this. Rise against the fury of my foes. Provide the just judgment you demand. Make the world serve as your courtroom. Take your seat as our judge. Give judgment for me, Adonai. I am just and innocent of heart. Put an end to the evil of the wicked. Uphold the ways of the good. For you will test our hearts, O God of justice and truth. You are the shield that protects me, and you save those with good hearts. You are a zealous and patient judge. But you are ready to find guilty the sinners who refuse to turn around, who instead sharpen their swords, string their bows and light flaming arrows. They conceive evil and grow pregnant with malice and give birth to a pack of lies. Those who refuse love will fall into the very pit they dug with their own hands. Evil consumes those who feed it. Violence destroys those who hate. I will praise Adonai for justice. I will sing out, Adonai Most High. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Give judgment, Adonai, for you are the shield that protects me.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Come, they said, let us devise a plot against Jeremiah. For instruction will not perish from the priests, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophets. Come, let us destroy him by his own tongue. Let us pay careful attention to his every word. Pay attention to me, Adonai, and listen to what my adversaries say. Must good be repaid with evil, that they should dig a pit to take my life? Remember that I stood before you to speak on their behalf, to turn your wrath away from them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Save my life from the jaws of these lions. Save my life from the jaws of these lions. Against me they open wide their jaws, like lions, rending and roaring. Save my life from the jaws of these lions. O Adonai, do not leave me alone. My strength, make haste to help me. Save my life from the jaws of these lions. Glory to the One, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of Love. Save my life from the jaws of these lions. The leaders of the people asked the guards they had sent to arrest Jesus, "Why did you not bring him in?" They answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The leaders of the people asked the guards they had sent to arrest Jesus, "Why did you not bring him in?" They answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man."
With the tax collector at the back of the temple, we pray, "Be merciful to me, a sinner." Like the woman who lost her coin, you work diligently to find those who are lost. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Like the shepherd who leaves 99 to find the one missing, you are ready to carry us home on your shoulders. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Like the father moved with compassion, you run to greet your prodigals with kiss and calf, robe and ring. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of mercy and forgiveness, our self-righteous arrogance is so quick to tally our praying, fasting, and almsgiving, while we stand in judgment and condemn the rest of humankind. Help us to know in the depths of our hearts that it is mercy and compassion that you desire, and that it would be better for us to cease all our Lenten practices if they do not rehearse us in loving our neighbor as we hope to be loving you. For you live and reign in the power of compassion and unconditional love, now and forever. Amen. May the God whose arms are always extended to welcome us bless us with self-awareness and compassion for all our sisters and brothers. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God. Our God who is gracious and merciful.